good morning, everyone. Welcome to another morning devotion with Brother Mark, where we are walking together on our walk with Christ. Today's December the 8th, 2021. Well, today we will finish our look at the reflections of Peter. Once again, remember, Peter is reflecting upon the fact that he will soon lay down his earthly tabernacle. Yesterday, we discussed how this reflection led to Peter recognizing that what he was teaching others concerning Christ was not a fable, but was because he was an eyewitness to the life of Christ. Now today, we're going to see that Peter is reflecting upon the more sure word of prophecy, 2 Peter chapter number 1, verses number 18. And this voice which came down from heaven we heard when we were with him in the holy mount, we have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you do well that you take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation, for the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. So Peter reminds those who are reading his letter, he reminds them of the surety of the words of prophecy. The words of prophecy which were spoken were inspired by holy men of old. They were written by holy men of old. Those holy men of old spake as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. And when we think of inspiration, what we mean is that God spoke to men and they wrote what the Spirit spoke. They didn't receive just an impression from the Spirit and then write that in their own words. No, the Spirit gave them the words to speak. What that's known as is verbal plenary inspiration of the Scriptures. And since the prophecies of old were inspired by God, they should be followed. This leaves no place for us to decide what we think a passage means. Neither does it leave space for us to think about the author's intentions. We take the word of God as it was written. There is no private interpretation. What we feel like it might mean is irrelevant. We just take the word of God as it was written. Now, we do need to understand context, which might take in consideration what the author means, but you get my point. It's not up to us to decide. It's read in context, read as according it is the inspired word of God, and it's not up to us to kind of decide what it means. It's already given to us what it means. So Paul reminds them that they would do well to follow those words of prophecy. They should take heed to those words because the words of prophecy are like a light shining in a dark place. The light of Scripture will guide us. The wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. So following the wisdom of this world would be like the blind following the blind. The wisdom of prophecy will lead us into the ways of light, which lead us to the ways of life everlasting. So this prophecy should be followed also because it is eternal. Wisdom may change over a period of time, but prophecy, the Word of God will not change. The prophecy and the Word of God will lead you until the day of Jesus Christ. So as we read this, we understand Peter is reflecting upon his life, and he understands that he's not following fables. He's following the Word of God, and the Word of God was spoken by holy men of God. And so if these who are listening to his words that he is sharing with them, understanding that he was following the Word of God and his eyewitness accounts, they will live a life that's well-pleasing to God, and they will be good disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ. So Peter's reflecting upon that which gave him strength, and he's encouraging his followers to find strength in those things also. It's a sure word of prophecy, and so therefore we need to follow it. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the example of Peter, and we thank you for the word that he wrote, and God, the word that he heard, and the word that he experienced. And God, as he built his life upon that word, I pray that your people will build their lives upon the word also. And just as Peter was confident as he came to the end of his life, We pray that each of us will be confident as we think about building our lives upon the wisdom of the Word of God. Thank you for the hope that we have in Christ Jesus and the hope that we find written in your Word. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Hope this is an encouragement to you today. Until tomorrow, Brother Mark signing off.